just got the popcorn.
This thing had better have hot guys or cool science, otherwise I'm out of here.
Wow, she kind of looks like my ex.
Damn it, Rod. Now I'm going to be sick when she gets naked later.
Hey, hey, and welcome back to Movies in the Buff, where we strip down, objectify, and thoroughly violate your favorite movies. Here's your team of debauchery, Crazy Carl.
If the gigolo comes back a second time, Lisa, you're paying him. I'm not.
With that, lovely Lisa.
Another of Rod's golden movies. And with that, we got to get this drinking game started.
And drink. And Sexy Scully.
My man Brad just crushes ass. And it's funnier because that's my husband's name, in case any of you missed it.
Oh, no, I have that image in my head. Wow.
And what's really, really funny is I made a reference to the other Brad we know.
Oh. Yeah. I'm surprised nobody did a slam your balls in a door joke for their intro.
No, yeah. Wouldn't think that for you to do.
I really expected that. Like, I left it out of Rod's rants because I expected somebody to do it in their intro.
That's okay. Now you can put it back.
That's okay. We did the balls in the last intro. That was all Carl.
I don't... What are you talking about?
That was all that explanation and description was more than enough balls. We're good. Now we have a movie that has no balls, so I guess we're making up.
Hey, he's got one ball.
They think.
Nothing can defeat the penis. Anyway. Okay, so we are buffing extract tonight. Joel, the owner of an extract plant, tries to contend with a myriad of personal and professional problems, such as his potentially unfaithful wife and employees who want to take advantage of him. This was directed by Mike Judd. Top member review, and weeks since I saw Extract, Mike Judd's new low-key gem of a comedy, I went back and looked at both of his other live-action films. With all three fresh in my mind, I'm here to tell you that Extract is every bit as full of sharp observational humor and hilarious, memorable characters as either of his cult hits, Office Space, or Idiocracy. I can't say enough about this great characters in the film. I'm already bored. Carl, give us The People Also Liked.
People who like this also like Date Night, Intolerable Cruelty, Saving Silverman, Heartbreakers, Serious Moonlight, and Mickey Blue Eyes.
Okay, so like two of them were good, and Saving Silverman wasn't terrible.
Yeah. I'll disagree with our... I will disagree right now with our top reviewer. This was no Office Space.
No, I agree. It wasn't. It didn't feel like there was nearly as much effort put into this one as Office Space.
Oh, good God, no.
But it definitely seemed to have taken them forever just to write up these long, drawling interactions between people. Like, you know what? I could have summed your entire conversation up in about four lines. You're just filling it with fluff.
90% of this film could be summed up with one word. Boobs.
Yes.
An idiot.
That. No. I mean, literally, every time Mila Kunis walks on the scene, boobs.
I'm not exaggerating. I was hardly paying attention. Every time I looked up, big set of boobs in my face. I was like, this is like, what?
Although, being in the, the loveless relationship that I have been in the past, you know, the sweatpants thing is real. I mean, there's always that symbol of when you come home and something has happened because you got there too late and it just ain't happening. Sweatpants isn't always it. The, you know...
The chastity belt sometimes counts.
Man, you're funny fucker, ain't you? Anyway.
Yeah, so I just gotta ask, Kelly, what are the sweatpants in your house?
That would be my husband's. I wish I was joking. That's my husband. He has the sweatpants.
Oh, he has
the sweatpants? Yep. We all know Scully's legendary sex drive. There ain't no off switch there. Anyway. So, before we get any further, let's do the like and... You know what? Fuck that shit. Let's do the round table. So... No, I'm just kidding. We do need to go ahead and just be true to what we do. Scully, let's hear it.
Yeah, more frigid than a frozen tampon.
Wow.
Really?
Yep. I was not paying any attention to this movie.
Now, I admit that it hurt a little just because it kind of made me nauseous. What the fuck are you thinking? Anyway. Okay, Lisa.
More frigid than a witch in a brass brassiere.
Sounds like the best nights of my life. Carl?
With the exception of Mila Kunis, flaccid. Turtling.
Turtling?
Mila Kunis gets some interest, but that's about it.
I have that image in my head now. And
yes! One for Carl.
Anyway, that's worse than the frozen tampon thing. Okay, I'm back. So, round table, you have...
You didn't give your review.
Fair enough. I am hard for this movie, actually. I really like it, and I'll tell you why I like it. One, I mean, it's blue-collar comedy. Now, it's pushed by Mike.
Go watch Jeff Foxworthy.
That's not blue-collar comedy. That's calling it blue-collar comedy so that they can get away with making dumb redneck jokes. No. Blue-collar, I mean, it's basically the same thing. Stick with me on this one. It's basically the same thing as Office Space, only Office Space was a white-collar situation where this is a blue-collar situation. Now, I don't think that he lived up to it. I think he could have made it a lot better.
Yeah.
Get where he was going with it, and I liked that. And also, he was very true to form to a lot of personalities that you find in a factory situation.
I will give you that. I like the attempt that this movie made. Wow. I like what this movie was attempting to do. I just don't think that it got anywhere near as close to succeeding with it as it needed to.
Okay. No, I agree with you on that, absolutely. I did think it was a little weird seeing the Mexican from Boondock Saints 2 being the redneck in this. That was a little strange, especially after, like, immediately watching Boondock Saints 2 after this. And, like, I'm sitting there when he gets hit in the nuts with the whatever that metal piece was that busted off the pipe.
Yeah.
When he gets hit in the nuts with it, I literally stood up and said, "Ding dong, motherfucker, ding dong!" Anyway, so
and speaking of him, mm-hmm. Not only was he the Mexican in Boondock Saints 2, but he was also in Star Trek.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was AL in Star Trek.
AL, I'm trying to remember.
I'm assuming that's probably a Vulcan.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
That's a strange thought, actually.
Possibly a Romulan.
I would see a Romulan, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably
a Romulan. He's got a very Romulan face. Not that that sounds a compliment.
he gets shot by Kirk, so how's that? Sorry, IMDb, when you click on the character, has one quote from the Star Trek movie about him.
So he wasn't human. Got it. Moving on.
So apparently he can play all kinds of races. I think we've lost Rod.
Oh, you haven't lost me. I had a bit of a...
Yeah. Drink. Ireland's trying to be on the show again.
Yeah. Well... Sort of.
I hear, like, pop can lid.
That wasn't me.
That was Lisa crushing and throwing away a pop can.
No, Ireland decided that his juice needed to be in the blanket without the bottle surrounding it. Yeah. But anyways, okay, so the first person you meet is Mila Kunis' character. What was her name again?
Cindy.
Cindy, thank you. And you have her, you know.
No, that's because he yelled it like 5 times when he woke up the next morning.
Yeah. But anyway, you have her stealing the guitar, and the two guitar guys trying to impress her.
Yeah.
Admit it, Rod, you'd be in the same spot.
I enjoy a pretty face. I have been bamboozled a few times by a hot body. I have never been in a position to lose that much money over some bitch.
Mostly because he's never had that much money.
Yeah. I was going to say, he's divorced. You did lose that much money over one bitch.
Actually, that's true.
Yeah, it really is true.
Did lose that much. So that's why it would never happen again. And always remember the rule when it comes to women, no matter how beautiful she is, no matter how elegant she seems, some guy somewhere is sick of putting up with her shit.
Rod, if you're going to quote an actor you don't like, at least quote him correctly.
Fair enough.
Anytime you see a woman, no matter how beautiful she is, some guy somewhere is sick of fucking her.
I don't remember which actor said that, but that's
that was cool. Jude Law from Alfie.
Nah, I've never seen that.
Yes, you have, because that made you watch it to prove that Jude Law was a good actor.
But that's actually an old phrase. Anyway, moving on.
Yes, please.
We've got, obviously, the Extract Factory, and you got the old biddies that are bantering back and forth. You got the new guy who nobody the old biddies don't trust. You got the overzealous guy who's trying to prove that he's better than everybody else.
Oh, yeah, we've all worked with all of these people before.
Yep.
Yeah, and every time I see people like those old biddies, I think, pair of hens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
See, I would have fired them. They're like, oh, if they don't have to do their job, we don't have to do ours. I'm like, nope, if you don't do your job, you get fired. Especially after all of the, there's the whole issue that the line backs up and the accident happens.
Yeah.
See, and that's, I mean, absolutely, you're absolutely right, especially causing the accident like that. But at the same time, in not all states do you have the right-to-work mentality or the laws that way. And sometimes you actually have to prove why you're firing them, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of laws that protect people once they're hired on. On top of that, there's a lot of companies, I mean, obviously he owns his own, but there's a lot of companies that have policies against it. And, I mean, it's really a pain in the ass to fire somebody.
Not in New Hampshire, you have a hire fire at will. There's a fire at will state called New Hampshire. They can fire you for any reason, don't have to give you any reason at all. Just say, yep, here's your stuff, and there's the door, and we're able to take the keys now.
Yep. Oh, you did not tell me that Clifton Collins Jr. was in Brothers or Tigerland.
I didn't see this.
Those are both very good movies. Anyway. So then you have the boss up in his office talking to, what was that guy? I mean,
HR.
Yeah.
Is he HR?
Yes,
yeah.
He is HR.
Yeah.
So Brian was.
Ironically enough, I've had HR like that.
Yeah.
No, I believe it. I believe that.
Yeah. His job title may have been HR, but this was J.K. Simmons playing, you know, J.K. Simmons.
Yeah. Okay, quick, off the top of your head, your favorite J.K. Simmons line.
Dinkus.
Anything from Portal 2.
Okay. Scully, anything?
No, nothing really.
Mine is still in Spider-Man, where she calls into his office and says, your wife's on the phone, she lost a checkbook. Thanks for the good news. To this day, that's all. I mean, I loved him in Portal, don't get me wrong, and I've quoted the Lemons thing so many times.
Yeah.
But still, that is my J.K. Simmons line.
Yeah.
But anyway. Okay, so then you have him going around. He doesn't know anybody's name. He doesn't care. He does nothing but make fun of them. Sounds like what I do at work all day. Anyway.
Sounds like what a lot of people at work do.
Anyway. Then you basically have him trying to hurry up and get home before 8 o'clock so that he can get lucky from his wife.
And then you meet Scully's downstairs neighbor.
Yeah.
How many people out there have that kind of neighbor?
Oh,
besides
God.
Scully.
And that's a real personality type that you run into too often.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're just like, I gotta go. Yeah. I gotta get the hell off my doorstep.
Yeah.
I'm closing the door in your face. Shut the hell up.
We refer to them as Brad and Richard.
Actually, no, I have a neighbor like that currently, and God, I hope he's listening, but, I'm not a nice guy altogether. When you piss me off, I pretty much tell you, and I did not take it nearly as long as they did. The bad part is he decided he was going to be funny, and he was a younger guy, decided he was going to be funny and come over and throw eggs at my house.
Nice.
I had eggs. Let me tell you something. They hurt a whole lot more when they hit you than when they hit your house.
Drink.
I was scared of one like that. First time I put up with her talking for 4.5 hours. Second time, I ain't putting up with this. I passed out.
I got to learn that passing out at will thing. That seems to work really well for you ladies.
It's not fun coming to. It's really not fun coming to.
Yeah, it's not. But sometimes it really doesn't work.
No, I would sit and I don't put up with the obnoxious noise. I've put up with the downstairs one actually far longer than I ever would do. And yeah, it's just not ending well.
I gotcha. So anyway, you have him get home, doesn't make it in time, the pants go on. He tries to charm her pants off, literally, and gets cock-blocked by Dancing with the Stars, because how many of us has that happened to?
Only you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, only
you. I don't watch that.
No interest in it whatsoever.
Upsetting. Okay, there are a lot of people out there listening.
Then again,
they're going,
I'm the kind of one who doesn't care if you're watching your TV show.
And you ladies get away with that. Y'all can get away with that because we're not going to say, no, we don't want to have sex right now. That doesn't happen.
You do. Oh, yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Usually when we're actually, like, really, really interested, you guys go, no. Or you just miss the signs entirely, like, hi. Just kind of, like, start in on this and see if you catch up. You got, okay. Good.
Yeah, you got nothing.
Yeah.
Sorry. I had to deal with a little one again.
Drink, folks.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, so he decides he's going to go see his friend at the bar that he used to work at.
Yeah.
Who is wanting to get him to do drugs. A lot of drugs.
Bad idea.
Yeah, and what cracks me up is the whole Xanax thing, and I almost use this as my line. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of true.
Moving on from that question, that line.
I wasn't going to say the line, but it's kind of true.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then he gives him the Xanax. Oh, wait, no, this was later on, wasn't it?
Yeah, this
was
later.
Yeah, that's much later on. That's after the accident and all this fun stuff.
Yeah, because the next day is the accident.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he...
If they're not going to do their job, I'm not going to do mine. I'm just going to sit here.
Yeah. And what's even worse is he finds out, you know, about the cell to General Mills. Mills. My apologies.
Go anyway. GM.
GM.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, he finds out about the cell with the GM, and then the accident happens immediately.
Yep.
Because Mike Judge doesn't understand the concept of weight a little bit.
Yeah.
Everything has to happen all at once.
Yeah.
And then there's a really long pause where a lot of people are talking about nothing in particular. And then suddenly something happens, and then there's a really long pause, and a lot of people are talking about nothing in particular.
Billy's pretty great through this.
Yes.
Anyways.
So then we end up back at the bar.
Yeah, then he ends up back at the bar because the guy loses his nut.
Well, actually, technically he loses both of them, and they think they can reattach one of them.
Yeah, they think they can reattach one. And then later on, lawyer says that they did apparently reattach one. But that's messed up.
Yeah.
And, that just... Did you not cringe, Carl?
I didn't, because the way that that scene was shot, it was hard to tell when it happened of exactly where he got hit.
Oh, I gotcha.
At first, especially when he starts falling on his face, it looked like it just went through his pants.
Yeah, it looked like it went through his leg.
Yeah. Most. Fair enough. Yeah, I will admit, when it goes through, I mean, that guy was apparently had some very low-hanging balls. So.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into the anatomy of that.
Let's leave the anatomy out.
Anyway.
It was for humor. There was an eye roll, like, really, are we going to go there? We're really going to go there. Amazing.
Yeah. But anyway, moving on, he gets carted off to the hospital. Then you have him back at the bar, and I love it where he's like, maybe I'll try your Xanax. Boom.
I'm kidding.
I'm not. Anyway.
And I've done that before, too.
Yes, I have. Bob came to mind, but I just love that back and forth, though. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, he takes it, and he's like, whatever, and he sucks it down with his whiskey. Now, I don't know how many of you know anything about drugs of any kind.
None of us know anything, Rod. Okay, you're the only one here who knows way more than any of us.
I know a few things.
Yeah, you don't take...
You don't take you don't Xanax take, with alcohol.
Yeah, you don't take psychiatric drugs of any kind with alcohol.
No, you don't take
any drugs with alcohol.
There are some that you can get away with doing it with, but not psychiatric drugs.
And you sure as hell do not take ketamine with alcohol.
Ugh.
No.
Oh my God, no.
And the funny thing is, he says... That was Special K, a horse tranquilizer. You probably shouldn't drink anymore. And 30 seconds later, pours him another one.
Yeah, that was messed up. But, I mean, it's just, that is a standard. Like, that should have killed him. Special K with alcohol, that should have killed him.
Yeah.
But, anyway, so then once he's hopped up on ketamine and drinking whiskey.
And that's the thing is, you know, Ben Affleck's character, he's not sure. He thinks he may have given him ketamine, but he's not sure what he actually gave him.
Yeah.
Well, okay, here's the thing about that. I know some drug dealers, or I don't, depending on who this is listening. they don't mix up their pills.
Yeah,
I've do that.
Yeah.
I've even known a few pill poppers. I'm not friends with them anymore. In fact, I quit being friends with them when they proved to me they were pill poppers, but even they don't mix up their pills.
I've known some who did, so I can't call him out too bad on this.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, so now that he's all hopped up and drunk at the same time and miraculously alive, we're going to convince him to hire a gigolo to go have sex with his wife. Because
that's a good idea.
I wouldn't even categorize him as that. He just paid somebody to go have sex with his wife. A really young idiot.
And it's not... This isn't even a bad idea. This is a Brad idea.
I get that, and we're going to get into that in just a second as soon as I say this, Carl. I was sitting here watching this, and actually what came to mind is this is a conversation Carl and I would have. Go pay somebody to have sex with your wife so you don't feel bad about sleeping around.
No, this is a conversation that Brad would have with you, because that's still totally his idea.
I wasn't even thinking Brad. I was thinking the one I threatened to pour hot coffee on. Bob. That is a conversation between
I could see
Carl
that Bob's
and Bob, not Rod.
I don't know. I have a lot of friends that would try to convince me to do this.
Yeah.
Kind of upsetting. Like, there's a lot of people I could pick from that could be in this particular place.
Yes.
Okay, anyway.
Some of us know you won't do it.
Well, no, I wouldn't do it because that's just too freaky. But,
unless he was on drugs and drinking.
No, I don't think he'd cheat.
I don't know. I've agreed to some pretty crazy things on ketamine. I mean,
I believe you might have a conversation.
Where was he at in the movie? Because I am incriminating myself enough.
I think you cheat.
Yeah, where are we at in the movie? I'm incriminated myself enough.
We've got him hiring Brian.
We could pretty much jump to the next day when... Yeah. Is the next day or like 2 days later when they're
the
at the...
The next morning when he wakes up with the hangover and tries to pull it off.
And then can't figure out how to get a hold of Brad to call this off.
And he's heading out the door to go head him off when the guy calls to tell him the job's already done.
Yeah. And that it was pretty easy.
Yeah, and that his wife is easy.
Yeah, this kid is an idiot and digging himself into a deeper hole.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah?
I got a quick question for you, actually.
What's that?
Do you know any other, like, lonely housewives or something that want to have sex? I hate landscaping. I love having sex.
Dude, that was really stupid.
Well, this character, what bothered me, and you know, I know for a fact that you know somebody like this.
Okay.
Not quite as attractive, I guess I should say, but you know somebody like this. Oh. Used to be your neighbor.
Yeah.
And
totally Richard.
No, not Richard. I can't think of the guy's name. Used to date Dolly. Anyway, not important.
No.
Are you talking about before we moved in 07?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He wasn't much brighter.
Unfortunately, this guy was so dumb that he literally could not keep it to himself that apparently he was hung like a freaking horse.
Yeah.
If you are, wouldn't you tell everybody too?
No, it's not the fact that he told everybody. He insisted on showing everybody. Often in public. That was the problem.
I thought you were talking about the character still for some reason. I'm like, what movie were you watching again?
It applies. It applies.
Anyway, moving on with the movie. We do know people like that. He tells him that he slept with his wife. His wife was easy. Explains in detail how this happened at the guy's request. That's what bothers me. It's like, I don't want to...
Like, obviously, I don't care if I ask for details. Don't give them to me.
Don't give them to me in that much detail anyway.
Yeah.
Some guys get off on it.
we're not talking about your husband, Scully.
Kept asking.
Not even that. How much porn is there out there? Like, seriously?
I'm absolutely all cool with, like, watching two people having sex in porn and even some really creepy stuff that I'm not getting into right now. But...
The problem I had with this was the idiot kept asking, are you going to be there? Are you going to be touching my butt?
Yeah. That whole conversation, I just wish I hadn't happened.
He asked, and then the guy asked for details.
Anyway.
It doesn't work.
It's why this is a comedy, and this is really, like, it's going there. It's going to the obnoxious, like, unrealistic, what I found funny, spots.
Oh. Anyway, so then it moves on into, I don't even remember what he did next. I remember he flipped out.
I think he ends up trying to go for Cindy.
That he paid for her to have sex.
No, he didn't tell her yet.
No, he definitely didn't tell her yet.
No, he went to the party that.
Oh, that's right. He goes to the party.
Beau ends up punching him for.
Yeah.
Well, she gives him the number, and then he ends up.
So he goes to the party and flakes out because, you know, even Mia Kunis isn't worth listening to that kind of music.
Oh God, it was terrible.
Dear God, yes, it was like listening to one of Alex's demo CDs.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't do that anymore. But anyway.
Thank God.
Moving on.
But yeah.
So he goes back to the bar.
And he goes, no, he gets high on pot.
Yeah, he goes to the bar, and then they take him, and then Ben Affleck takes him out to
a friend's house.
To a friend's house to do some pot.
Yeah, because that's a bright idea.
Willie was the name.
Yeah.
The friend, and it was played by Matt Scholl. I'm not trying.
Scholl.
Thank you. Anyway, who plays in all of the Fast and Furious? Well, not all of them, but most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so then he purposely tries to make him paranoid. That's what cracks me up.
Yeah.
Like, the guy gets apparently extremely paranoid when he's high.
And I have actually met somebody like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's actually a pretty high probability. It's a high probability that somebody, especially if it's the first time doing pod, gets really paranoid, and it's very easy to do that to them because somebody always thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Definitely. Anyway.
And then we find out that Cindy has given him the number to Willie's apartment.
Yeah, which that is completely messed up.
Yeah. First, you make the guy paranoid.
That would happen to Rod.
Yeah, it definitely would happen to me. The problem is that whole scene would get a whole lot bloodier when it happened.
Yeah. Well,
this guy seems like a pushover.
Yeah, and he is. That's the whole point of the film.
Yeah.
Is he is a pushover. But basically, Willie, I love the conversation about the no call waiting. That was hilarious. But then, he finds out.
To somebody who's high.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, which Rod was when he watched this movie.
Oh, I was.
Clearly.
But anyway. No, I thought it was funny because I know people who are like, I don't like call waiting. And can't give a decent reason why.
Yeah, I don't know any of those people, so.
I do know
you
people like
that. You are overthinking. It's call waiting.
Yeah.
Okay? Get over it.
But anyway, I mean, and once again, it's one of those things I find it funny because I know these people. But,
You just need smarter friends, Rod.
Other than us.
That's a lot of the problem, but I've got to actually apparently move out of this state to do it.
At least that city.
City?
Yeah, I know.
Village is glorifying it. Come on.
The mall is across the street. There's a lot of bovine reaction. Okay, I'm sorry. Moving on.
Please. Oh, Cole, that was a bad joke.
Carl, really?
Maybe it's because I don't live in cow country, but that made absolutely no fucking sense whatsoever.
Yeah, it's because you don't live in the South.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You need...
If it makes you feel any better, the town I live in, if they got a, park, town-funded park. There's no actual playground equipment, and the path is, like, crushed rocks.
Yeah.
That's it.
Our parks are like vary from less than that to more than that.
Yeah, there's literally they just put in a bathroom there. There's crushed rock path, and the rest of it is just mowed field.
Still anyway. Sounds like more than some parks I've been to.
So moving on with the movie though, everybody drink. Where does he go from there? Actually, he ends up going home.
He goes back home with the with the black eye, and then I think he ends up
He goes to the then he goes to work with the black eye.
Yeah.
And this is when
he gets to meet the lawyer of the guy who lost his testicles.
Yeah, that's where he meets Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Joe Adler, which.
Is them making fun of an actual attorney.
Yeah. But all the while that this is going on, you find out that Cindy is completely setting all of this up to take all the money away from...
Step.
Step. No, not Step, actually.
Yep. Yeah, Step.
Yeah, Step.
Well, no. He's actually taking it away from Joel. What she's doing is she's literally sleeping or hooked up with Adler to get him to run this scam on Step, who is pulling the money from Joel. So basically trying to get Joel to liquefy the whole company and give the money to her.
Yeah.
By the time it's all said and done. Which is pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, it would take a lot more work than what she put into it, but it is pretty entertaining. So anyway, then you have Adler, convincing Joel that if he will crush his balls in a door, that they'll drop the suit.
Yeah, because that's going to work. How many guys out there are willingly going to put their balls...
That's the point.
...in the door?
That's why it says it.
I'm going to point out, there are a number of guys out there who are willing to do that. There's YouTube videos as proof.
Well, that's true. But my problem with this whole scene is this was a scene that really bothered me in this film as too unrealistic. Like, it's way too far... Gene Simmons is known in movies in general for chewing up the scenery because that's what made him famous throughout most of his life.
Yeah.
But it's just way too over the top for this one.
Yeah. But
anyway, so then, you know, Joel is flipping out because of this. He's pissed. He's like, I'm going home. I'm not dealing with this. Walks right into his entire company trying to get...
Go on strike.
Yeah.
Badly. They're doing this badly.
That's because everybody who works for him is a moron. Or doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
Or both.
And what cracks me up is you have this line in there after it's all said and done and he walks off after he flips out on him. He walks off and the guy looks up and he goes, I was going to say more, but you interrupted me.
Mm.
And I'm like, Who was that guy?
Who was that guy? I recognized him, but I couldn't. I'm not even sure what his name was, so I can't even look him up.
Yeah, the
weird thing was, it looked almost like Clifton Collis, just in different, like, red costuming. Like, red hair and red mustache. It was like, you look kind of similar, but not quite.
Yeah.
Not at all sure.
And what's really funny, and Scully's going to hate me for this, but I actually, the first time I watched this, I confused Hal Sparks for Bob Marley. I did. What?
Okay.
I did.
One of the guitar skills.
It was the hair. It got to me. Like, the way his hair was, I thought it was Bob Marley at first. Now, it didn't take me long to figure out it was not, but it looked a lot like him.
Wow, no.
Yeah.
And FYI, for everybody who's, like, listening to this and thinking there were, like, no black guys in this entire movie,
yeah,
no. He means Bob Marley the comedian.
Yeah.
From
yeah, it
Maine.
Took me a minute. I was going to leave that one alone, but...
Yeah, it's... I don't know. And in my defense, the first time I watched this movie, I did not know much of Bob Marley. Like, the only thing I'd ever seen him in was Boondock Saints 1. And so...
He's still, I'm pretty sure, Rod, you've not seen any of his stand-up.
Mm. Anyway.
No.
What?
You haven't seen any of his stand-up.
Anyway, moving on. Let me see.
We have the scene where the wife is cleaning the pool.
Yeah. Or she's trying. Well, it cracks me up. And then she, like, flips out on...
No,
because he gets home and he tells her that he paid.
Oh yeah, because he runs into Brad, leaving her house.
Yeah.
And goes off, and then he goes and tells her that he knew and that he set it up to begin with. Then he goes to the motel, and runs into Cindy.
Which is the weirdest. Okay, this scene was just.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense whatsoever. He sees her. He goes and says hi. I'm like, okay, sort of makes sense. You just broke up with your wife. You're going to go try and get laid. Sort of makes sense. Happens.
Yeah.
You see a purse and completely sideline the entire conversation over she's stealing stuff. They have sex, which is random. And she's left town in the morning and he wakes up feeling good about himself. Like, what? I'm really sorry. What?
Yeah.
Sex is good, but it's not that good. It can't suddenly make you get that much self-esteem.
By the way, the lawyer you were talking about earlier with Joe Adler is actually Jim Adler.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Anyway. It's on the trivia.
Yeah.
So, anyway. He ends up having sex with her, like you said. And then, I don't know, that whole scene was really weird.
Yeah, it was so messed up. Because then suddenly everything was right with the world. He comes whistling back into work, gives her the purse back, and has this entire conversation with Steph. And no, I'm not going to sell the company, and la-di freaking da, it's all fantastic. I'm like, okay, this what?
Yeah, it was about halfway through this movie before I looked at Carl and says, I need coffee, I'm going to sleep.
Wow, seriously, one of the actual trivia to this movie is Ben Affleck's character Dean asks, what'd life be like walking around without testicles? In the movie Dogma, Ben plays the role of Bartleby, a eunuch angel with no testicles.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's actually one of the trivia to this.
Yeah, I know. There's very limited trivia to this.
It really is. Anyway, okay, so, yeah, like you said, that's pretty much the end of the movie. He
gives
Brad a
job. The only thing that was even remotely realistic, though, was his relationship with his wife. Mm-hmm. Sort of rolled back in exactly the way it was with, you know, few exceptions was, hey, why don't we just take the same car? Like, it ended up falling back into the same old routine. I'm like, yeah, that seemed about realistic. The rest of it was just, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Although we did completely gloss over the whole his wife giving the neighbor a heart attack.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Oh, I'd love to do that. I really would.
The bad part is
I mean, like, the heart attack part, killing somebody, not the whole having to yell at him. I do that too much. Just, I wish that worked. Wow. You just yell at them and they died.
I just can't believe that you, like, corrected yourself so that they knew that you wanted to kill someone. Like, that makes sense. Oh, that's hilarious. I love it. You completely got me off track of what I was just about to say. Like, that was great.
That's the end of the movie now.
No, I know. I'm thinking about the... Oh, true. Well,
but it's not the complete end of the movie, because then is when we... After the credits start is when we find out that she was sleeping with the lawyer to convince him to take this case, and she ends up taking off with his Porsche and leaving him with Stepp's truck.
Yeah. But at least he had the truck.
Yeah.
That he's going to get arrested for that piece of shit.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, wow. Hector was played by Javier Gutierrez, and Victor was played by Lamberto Gutierrez. But I don't care.
one-star reviews from Mexicans.
What I'm trying to figure out is, with it being such a common name, are they supposed to be brothers or what?
Oh, well. Don't know, don't care.
Major
We're over with the
review for Mexicans.
Okay.
They have the same last name. It's just like Smiths are not all related.
They were
Thank
once.
God for that.
Or at least some of them were owned by Smiths.
Oh. Ouch.
That really just happened.
Yeah, that really did. Okay.
So.
Better. Somebody on Ellis Island said, too long, can't write that Smith.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. And Scully gets a reference, and Scully gets a point for making an American Tale reference.
Yeah.
No, that actually happened.
Yeah, yeah. I know, but it's also a line from American Tale.
Okay. I'm sorry, I haven't seen that
one. It's a throwaway line. Do you remember in American Tale how sometimes they would show the humans, and then they would zoom in and show the mouse version?
Mm-hmm.
They did that with Ellis Island. You see all the people, and the guy's like, name, and he rattles off whatever his Russian name was, and the guy goes, okay, Mr. Smith.
That actually happened. A lot of names got renamed because people on Ellis Island didn't feel like dealing with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's see here. Best buffed. Lisa, you want to start us off?
I have... Mr. Mackey Award for Drugs Are Bad, okay? And that's it.
It's the only award you give this man. I still find that entertaining.
Well, at least I'm good for something.
Fair enough. Scully.
I don't have any for this one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I could barely spend the time to watch it.
I don't know. Okay, Carl?
Okay, So, for starters, we're going to give the bong that he smokes dope out of, we're going to give that the John Holmes size award.
Oh.
Dear God, that thing was
really?
Huge.
Really? Did you have to go with John Holmes?
Yeah.
Especially after your turtling comment earlier.
Yeah.
Oh,
and we're going to give Cindy the 49ers award for gold digging.
I thought you meant the 49ers cheerleaders, but okay.
No, going back a little farther than that one. And we're giving Nathan the Scully's Downstairs Neighbor Award.
Mm.
For the Scully's Downstairs Award for Neighbors.
For Neighbors.
I don't think that anybody is going to take a Scully's Downstairs Award that way. Oh, anyway, okay. Is that all of yours?
Yeah, that was all of mine.
All right. Well, as far as my awards go, I am giving the Placebo Special K Award for awesome use of ketamine in a movie. Not. I am also... Actually, you know what? I'm going to skip that one because you gave a much better award. So I'm not giving that one. And that was all of mine.
That was fast tonight.
Yep. Let's see here. Buff quotes. Scully, you want to start us off?
Do you remember what color pill was that I gave you?
Nice.
We gotta go back with the drugs again.
It's always about the drugs.
I find it really entertaining. Well, I'll save this. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Carl.
No, go ahead and go on with the quotes.
That's what I was doing, Carl.
Okay. I rarely use my balls anymore. At all.
No, you really don't.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit him later.
Nice. Lisa?
I'm a little bit of a character.
Nice. I can't believe nobody took the...
Figured it out.
I can't believe nobody took the Xanax quote. But anyway, my quote was, look at him. That's his whole career, driving that forklift. You'd think he'd want to learn how.
And now for my observation.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys realize that except for Rod, all three of us took a quote from the bar scenes?
Yeah.
We all took a quote from the only scenes that Ben Affleck is in.
Well, the bad part about this is...
I expected Rod to take a drug quote, so I was like, oh, I'll wait and see what he's going to use.
What's funny about that is I was actually going to use the Xanax that just makes you feel good. I take it for the common cold. I was going to use that because that is actually the most quoted line, or the most I ever quote a line in this movie. It's that line, and then I thought, well, no, because somebody is sure to take that one.
No.
And I'll just let them have it, and I want to do this one because I know people who are idiots like this currently.
I purposefully avoided that one, like a lot of the drug ones, and I even had a backup one that was not drug, just because I assumed that you, Rod, would pick one of them.
Why am I always associated with drugs? I haven't done a lot of drugs in my life. Okay, so let's see. Where are you putting it?
Rod, we're not saying that you've done a lot of drugs. None of us would ever say that you've done a lot of drugs in your life. We will say that Keith Richards is envious.
Keith Richards, the only man in the world who can say, anthrax doesn't go with my E. coli, but fuck.
Wow, I want a recording of that.
Yeah. Actually, I can't claim credit for that. That was Robin.
I know, it's Robin Williams, but still.
I love that joke, though.
But you did it so well, which is why I want it.
Yeah. So anyway, where are you playing with your Willy time? Lisa, will you ask your questions, por favor?
What was Step's address?
Oh, shit.
It was 6923 Ray Ave.
Scully.
Nice. And she comes out swinging. Lisa, what's your other one?
What was the first time you meet Brad? What is under his shirt?
A six pack.
Nipples.
Which shirt? Because he's wearing a hoodie with another shirt under it. Are you referring to the blue muscle shirt that he's wearing under it?
No. Oh. Underneath the blue muscle shirt.
No idea.
Rod?
Going with this one.
Dog tags? I don't know.
A shell necklace.
Shell necklace.
Huh? You barely catch it up near his neck.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right, Scully, will you ask your questions, please?
All right, so what's the address of the extract factory?
6415.
Well, yeah.
I wrote that one down specifically for Scully.
Wow.
That's the reason I wrote down Step's address.
Also, here's the other one. Name two prices for those stupid per plate dinner that downstairs neighbors.
$55.
I so beat you out on that.
Yeah, I'm Carl.
$1,810.
All right, Carl, questions?
All right, let's see. What three states does Cindy have IDs for?
Ohio, Arkansas, and Indiana.
Next.
Oklahoma, Texas, and Wisconsin.
Next.
California, Utah, and Nevada.
It was definitely Ohio and Arkansas. I don't know what the other one was.
Kansas.
I knew it was Ohio and Arkansas. I could not remember the other one.
And amazingly enough, it was a current Arkansas license.
Yeah, it was. That was pretty good.
The thing that bothered me was there were California license plates.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Let's see. Okay, here's one specifically for Scully. After the accident, when Shep is getting taken to the hospital, what's the tail number on the medevac chopper?
Son of a bitch.
No. I was too busy rolling my eyes. They hadn't come back down yet.
Anybody?
545.
The only thing I saw was med something, and I can't even remember what the rest of that word was.
It was medevac, and that was on the front. The tail number is N16728.
Wow. Yeah, I somehow remember 545 somewhere in the movie at some point.
Nope.
Possibly as a combination. What are you doing?
All right, your turn, Rod.
My turn.
Anyway,
okay.
What's the score? I think Scully's got two.
Oh, no, I don't have any.
I don't either.
Scully, did you get both Elises or just one? Just one, that's right.
Just one, yeah. No, just one.
You have one and I have two.
Yes. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. All right, my questions. Let's see here. Name two of Rory's bands.
God's Cock and Fight's Head.
Yeah, I was going to write those down and I missed the second.
Scully got it.
Did I think your Ireland say cock?
No.
No, please no.
It sounded like it. Yeah, it's empty. Oh, it's over? Sorry. His movie's over. He was telling me.
Okay. Once again, drink, because Ireland's on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My other question is, what did Step's cousin want from Domino's?
Pepsi.
Yep. Pepsi. Carl got that one.
Because, you know, this is just a throwaway, but who can name all of the brand placement in here?
Oh, God, no. Are you kidding? I lost it. There was something on the TV. There was, like...
There was root beer.
There were three major ones. There was Pepsi, there was Domino's. Heineken, and there was Domino's.
Ah, Heineken.
Because if Domino's hadn't paid for placement, they would have actually said Pizza, which is the pizza company that does sell Pepsi products.
Yeah, because Domino's sells Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because... Pepsi owns Pizza Hut, doesn't they?
No.
At one point in time.
I don't know about that, but I know they don't. Anyway, so...
Carl wins.
So, Carl,
audience question. Let's see. How many bands is Forklift Guy in?
I almost answered that.
Yeah.
Dingus.
It's a good thing I had a cigarette in my mouth.
Yeah. Like, that almost came out. Okay, so, let's see here. Scully, you were second.
Sorry, I just looked away and went, oh, crap, what was my question? I wrote it down. Oh, what was the name of the supermarket?
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Good. Actually, because I don't remember that at all.
Me either, and I kept trying to look.
Okay, Lisa.
Cindy steals a purse. What was on the purse?
I almost used that one, actually.
It's ugly.
Yeah, it really was.
It looked like purse was god-awful.
It did look like something my grandma
had. Honestly, I'm going to be really honest. By her description versus what it looked like, it was better than what I had pictured in my head.
her description was better than what the purse looked like.
Yeah.
All right. And as for my audience question, how much money did Nathan ask Susie for before he died?
Okay.
Oh.
Anyway. So remember, you can answer any of those by emailing at inthebufffilms@gmail.com. If you answer all of them correctly before our next episode airs, you do get the $25 iTunes gift card.
Assuming it hasn't been taken, because I forgot to check the email.
Did you seriously? Okay. Yeah. I never check the email anymore, because by the time I get home and get things ready, it's time to record.
I am doing that now, but it's going to take me a second, so...
Not a problem. So if you did already email in your answers, you will get the iTunes gift card. If not, then it's still available. We'll post something somewhere. I got it all together today. So, mental debuff, and Carl's busy trying to
and
find out.
No, we have no winners.
All right, so until our next episode airs, get those answers in. Carl, go ahead and mental debuff.
Yeah, we watched this. What I will say about Extract is that, you know, if you made an extract of it, that might be a decent movie.
Carl's really up for the tired jokes today, apparently.
Best I got.
I gotcha. All right.
Long week, and it's only Wednesday.
Trust me, I understand completely. Gotta get up way too damn early tomorrow. But, that's a sock.
Drink!
That was awesome.
The explanation behind it is even better.
All right. So, Scully, mental debuff.
Talk, boobs, some balls, joke, drugs, and then more talking. Oh, yeah, boobs.
Oh, dude, you just, like, explained every frat guy's mentality ever.
It's like, I think I got that almost exactly as the plot goes, too.
I think you needed a little more drugs in there, but otherwise, yeah.
Seriously, Rod? The next time we do a Mia Kunis movie, can she be topless at some point in it?
I'm not seeing
this
one
is
yet.
Not I'm going to be watching a porn movie.
Actually, for all the crap y'all are giving me on this one, I think the next one I'm going to pick is Friends with Benefits. Bite me.
Great, another Rob's rom-com.
Yep. Although it does start me looking at just, I'm not even getting into this. Lisa, mental debuff.
Okay, Rod, if you're going to give me another one of your golden movies, I need something a lot stronger than coffee or Mountain Dew. Hook me up.
I can do that. I'll get you some Xanax. Make you feel good.
Yeah, I don't have a head cold anymore.
It's an anything drug. It just makes you feel good.
I was thinking something to drink, and I know you got something like that.
Right now I am down to about half a bottle of Jameson. I have to make a run. But, all right, so, was that your mental debuff?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm sorry about that. All right, so that means it is time for Rod's Rants. The reason I like Extract so much is because of the time I've spent in the blue-collar environment. Honestly, we know the stupid bitch that causes all the problems and won't accept any blame. We know the new guy who can't keep up, we know the overzealous brown nose, and we all know the idiot kid who can't do anything right. This is a true comedy for blue-collar people far removed from the sheer idiocy that is South Park, Family Guy, and anything Larry the fuck-up guy could get. However, what you can't expect is a goddamn Greek masterpiece. This ain't exactly the Aristotle, people. But like all works of blue-collar cash, if you like it, you'll love it. If you don't, then you can go fuck yourself. But for those of us who can enjoy the little things of life, hire a gigolo to fuck your wife, sleep with a hot con artist, manufacture some chemicals, take some Special K, and... Son of a bitch, this really is my biography, isn't it? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Rod's Rants.
Better than the movie.
Yeah.
Yo, it had a storyline and a plot and everything. Oh. Yeah, a twist ending, even.
Yeah, the only thing that made me go off topic was when you were talking about Larry, the cable, whatever the rest of his name is. I thought of Ron Tater Salad, who is another comedian, and I don't like his comedy at all.
Anyway, so that is our movie, folks. Next week we're doing Breakdown with Kurt Russell and... Son of a bitch, I had it up a minute ago. Is there anybody else of note in this?
I don't believe
so.
Has a significant amount of screen time in this.
I think Fair his enough. The woman who plays his wife is credited in there, but that's about it.
Seriously, this movie is a lot of Kurt Russell running around by himself.
Yeah.
As I recall. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah, it's been several years.
Well, I mean, from what I understand, it's got a pretty decent story to it. It's supposed to be like an action horror movie, according to Carl.
Kurt Russell, J.T. Walsh, and Kathleen Quinlan.
Yeah.
And I think Kathleen is portrayed as his wife.
Yeah, that's his wife.
So, you know, join us next week as we break down Buff Breakdown. I can't make this work.
As we break down in the Buff.
Yeah, break down in the Buff. There you go. I like that. I like that. All right.
Those of our audience who's wanting to wish me a happy birthday, it was last Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make it too obvious or anything.
I can do that if I want to.
That's true. You can.
I'm old enough.
And happy birthday, Lisa.
Thank you.
So, until next week, keep watching those movies in the Buff. It's just better that way. Good night, folks.
Hey, Buffers. Don't forget to check out our new website, moviesinthebuff.com. And like us on Facebook and Google+, or follow us on Twitter at Movies in the Buff. You can also follow your team of debauchery, me at Rod the Golden.
At Scully44.
At Kith Kanan.
And at Acorna Witch.
You can email us at inthebufffilms@gmail.com.
Movies in the Buff is now also available on Stitcher Smart Radio. Find out more at Stitcher.com or download the app today.
Movies in the Buff is distributed under a Creative Commons
Attribution
Non-Commercial
No Derivatives
3.0 U.S. License.